Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, people have a sex field.
The new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Is it Jordan? Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo.
Guys, the Bulls win!
T7M Radio brings to you the best of 7 sports talk with 7 Mitchell.
Should I start you or Julio this week? I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
So, how's your cat?
Cat's doing well.
How about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com fantasy football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
Should I start you or Julio this week? I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
So, how's your cat?
Cat's doing well.
How about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com fantasy football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, people have a sex field. Over a sad goal. Have a sex
goal. I still got the world. I still got the world.
Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo.
Guys, the Bulls win!
T7M Radio brings to you the best of 7 sports talk with 7 Mitchell.
Yo, yo, yo. You are now rocking with the best. This is the best of 7 sports talk. T7M Radio. I am your host, as always, the Kiss 7 Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in. Joining me, as always, we got the voice of Philly. We got the homie Raj in the building. Raj, what's popping, my guy?
What's poppin' with you, Shepard?
Oh, man, we are cool and we lit. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we live and we loaded. And it's time to break down NFL Week 3. You hyped for this week?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely hyped. I'm hyped to see my birds, you know, put a stomping on them G-men.
Yo, the Giants have been looking downright disgusting offensively. Like, let's talk about it. Like, I know we're going to get into predictions, but what's your biggest surprise so far? We only in week three.
Well, my biggest surprise is, listen, you got to realize, okay, now we discussed this on the first show. You got two good receivers, okay? You got a, okay, semi running back. But you don't, you know what I mean? And your defense, to me, is good. But you don't spend no money on that offensive line?
That offensive line is atrocious. I mean, it is atrocious. They cannot protect Eli. They don't have a running game. OBJ is hurt. Brandon Marshall was dropping passes. Oh, my Lord. They don't have a tight end. Ugh. not going to count them out automatically. You know, but they'll be down 0-3, but it's still a long time ago. You never can happen.
Right, right. No, I know you're absolutely right about that.
All right. But let's get into it, people. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, 7-9 Radio. We're about to lock in NFL Week 3 predictions. Let's start off with tomorrow's morning game out in the UK in London. My Baltimore Ravens is going to be locked in with the Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow morning. Now, the Ravens are the third team since 1970 and the first team since 1992 Pittsburgh Steelers to record 4 interceptions in each of their first 2 games of the season. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles has thrown an NFL worst 53 interceptions since entering the league in 2014. I think the narrative is still going to be the same tomorrow. I got my Ravens defense really pressure on Blake and company, and I got the Ravens knocking off the Jaguars 28-10.
Wow.
What do you mean?
You being disrespectful. I mean, don't get it wrong. I got the Ravens beating them.
I'm not going to let you dance around that comment. I'm being disrespectful to who? The Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yes.
Please.
You know what? Let me rephrase that. You're being disrespectful to your Ravens.
How? I gave them a 28-10 wow, by saying that they just scored the Jacksonville score a touchdown?
They can score. I think, me personally, okay, the Ravens can score more
than 28?
Yeah.
I'm not sold on Joe Flacco, and he's still hurt. Now Terrence West is hurt. So I'm not really counting on my team to put up that many points. I don't think we're going to need – we do put up 40 points against Jacksonville. I think that just goes to show what type of defense that Jacksonville has. Our offense is not high power right now.
Right, right. You're right.
I mean, the Ravens have forced the league tied 10 turnovers, and Blake Bortles has turned the ball over 66 times since the beginning of 2014, with 53 of them being interceptions. Like, he cannot hold the football nor throw the football. They don't have an elite running game. I like their wideouts in Jacksonville, but if you get to the quarterback, how the hell are they going to get the ball? This is a wash
right
to me. I got this shit on smashed. You're being disrespectful.
Okay.
Next up, we got the Buffalo Bills versus the Denver Broncos. Now, Coach Vance Joseph said that he doesn't believe in trap games, but this one actually fits the profile. An 11 a.m. kickoff on Denver time, following the attention-grabbing victory over the Cowboys and falling the week before to the Oakland Raiders. Broncos, you have the look of a balanced team early on after 3 weeks. Trevor Siemian is looking pretty sharp. Buffalo is looking terrible as well. I got the Broncos over the Bills 24-13.
I agree with that. I got the Broncos beating the Bills.
You got the Broncos beating the Bills as well?
Yes, I do.
The problem for me for Buffalo is point.
Right, but you know what? You know what? Not to cut you off, but you know what just hit me though? Bills have an X factor. You know what I mean? That X factor can be Jordan Matthews.
I like Jordan Matthews, but I think it's going to be extremely difficult for Jordan Matthews and Zay Jones to do something big time against Akeem Talib and Chris Harris. Those are two all-pro players.
Right.
And you got the quarterback that's shaking in Buffalo, so. You know,
yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
It's really going to be kind of interesting. I don't like Buffalo at all in this game.
Right.
I'm going to take a quick time out, man. T7 Radio, you're now rocking with the Best of Seven Sports Talk with 7 minutes with Raj. When we come back, we're going to lock into some more of this NFL Week 3. Do not go nowhere, man. We lock and loaded. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk here on T7 Radio. By the way, if y'all on Facebook, of course, I'm going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to lock in with the rest of the predictions for week 3. I'm going with. All right, y'all, T7M Radio. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk with Seven Mitchell. I definitely apologize for the technical difficulties. Raj, can you hear me clearly, brother?
Yes, that's a whole lot better.
Yeah, man, I don't know really what's going on with my reception in this area. So we're going to try to rock out. We got some calls. I'm about to bring some of the fellas on so we can chop it up and continue to do what we do. But we're talking NFL week number three. We just went over the Buffalo Bills being locked in with the Denver Broncos. We both had the Broncos over the Bills.
Yes.
And as far as the Ravens and the Jaguars, like I said, the Ravens are the third team since 1970, the first team since 1992 Pittsburgh Steelers to record four or more interceptions in each of their first two games. Blake Bortles has thrown an NFL worst 53 interceptions since the entering the league in 2014. And I said that I got my Ravens 28-10 over the Jaguars. You agree with that, but you said that you think the Ravens will score more.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's catch back up. Matter of fact, let's reach out to the streets. Look like we got Brooklyn in the house. We got the homie Flashy in the building. Flash, what's popping,
dude? What's good, bro? Oh, man, how you cool? doing?
Dylan, salute.
Salute.
Yo, all right, man. We sitting up here talking some shit. NFL week three. Who you got between my Ravens and the Jaguars?
The Ravens is going to win.
Yo, you say that with so much hate and disdain in your heart. What's wrong?
Purple
they're rain,
gonna,
baby.
They're going to win. I don't even think the match is going to be really close, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a blow. At least two touchdowns. Y'all going to win by at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, Raj said we're going to put up a lot of points. I just think our defense is really going to be the one that really get it done.
Yeah, because I don't really trust the Jaguars defense. Like,
right.
I don't really trust their defense. So I'm going to do good.
I got you. NFL Week 3, up next, we got the New Orleans Saints versus the Carolina Panthers. Now, the Saints have had a lot of issues on defense. But the biggest one has been allowing explosive plays down the field. Despite being 2-0, Carolina have struggled to finish drives. I think this will be a pretty decent game. I think the Panthers, if not mistaken, they've averaged 34 points in their past five games against New Orleans. So Cam Newton is able to put up some good numbers against the Saints. I got the Panthers going 3-0, beating the Saints 34-13. Raj, how you calling this one between the Panthers and the Saints?
Listen, my guy Cam Newton is going to explode on the Saints.
You got Carolina?
Yes, I got Carolina. I got Carolina beating them.
Now, Carolina is without Greg Olsen at tight end. Does that make a difference to you?
Listen, think about it, okay? McCam ain't had no receivers. You know what I mean? He ain't had Greg Olsen, and he still got the job done.
But that defense in 2015 was an elite, probably the number one defense, them in Denver. Their defense is still solid, but I don't think their defense is as great as it was 2 years ago.
Come on, man. Don't doubt Superman, a.k.a. Cam.
Okay. What about you, Flash? Who you got between the Saints and the Carolina Panthers?
I got the Panthers. Only reason I have the Panthers is because the Saints' defense is horrible. Like, it could be historically bad. That's the only reason. I feel Drew Brees is going to still do his numbers, but you still have to stop the other team from scoring. And I don't feel like they defensively, they're good. Like, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Now, I don't want to be disrespectful, Flash, but, you know, this is a business. With the way that the defense have been for the last couple of years for New Orleans, do you think that it's realistic that they could consider trading Drew Brees to start a rebuild?
I feel they should. I feel off the strength of for Drew Brees, I feel like to end his career, he should, like, compete for a title. Because he hasn't, like, digressed. Over the years, he's still passing for 5,000 yards, still have a good touchdown and interception ratio. So I feel like, you know what, just like let him go. Let him go to another team where he could contribute and actually it can mean something. Like start over. Like You guys are not any good. Defensively, it's hard. It's hard to watch. And I'm a fan of Drew Brees. It's hard to watch. Like, he's really doing what he has to do, but it's just that the defense is so historically bad.
That's a fact. And you know, picking up Adrian Peterson, I mean, he has done nothing for that program earlier.
Great point.
You know what, though? To me personally, picking up Adrian Peterson, I really seriously think Drew Brees needs to leave, you know, the Saints. Because the way the past couple games, you know, that I've seen, the reports and everything about Drew Brees or about Adrian Peterson, I don't understand why they picked him up, first of all. But
oh, now you're being disrespectful. What do you mean you don't know why they picked up Adrian Peterson? If Adrian Peterson was interested to come into your Philadelphia Eagles, you wouldn't embrace that move?
No, I wouldn't.
What?
Who do y'all have in
field in Philly?
Well, we got some ball. Listen, to me personally, let me ask you this. Flashy, I want you to answer this too. Who would you rather pick, Sproles or Peterson?
I'm a big Adrian fan because I would pick Sproles because Sproles is more versatile.
Thank you. That's who we got in Philly.
I'll pick Sproles because you could put Sproles as a wideout, and you could move him a lot of places. Adrian is just like a downfield runner, and I feel like he's not the same because all those hits he took and all those surgeries, he's not the same AP as he used to be. So it's like I understand why he said that he'll take Sproles. I understand.
You guys should first of all be banned from talking sports. I mean, this makes no sense. First of all, versatility. Versatility in Philadelphia really is no justification. It makes no sense anyway. I mean, they're often. This is not the Chip Kelly's Philadelphia Eagles, Raj. So Darren Sproles really is not really that much of a factor. I mean, his speed and his height is really the only thing that stand out. Don't sit up here and front like y'all could not use Adrian Peterson along with Carson Wentz. Are you kidding me?
I don't want AP.
I know. All right, next up, man. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7 Radio with Seven Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Press that one button if you want to go on live. We're talking NFL Week 3. Next up, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Chicago Bears. Now, the Bears' lack of firepower on offense, they actually tied 25th in points per game. It's definitely going to hurt them this Sunday. Steelers' defense has been his strength, third overall and 30 yards per play, giving up over just a little under 4 yards in 2 games. That's fucking crazy. I do feel like Chicago in no way, shape, form, fashion can outscore Big Ben in that high-power offense. I think this is just going to be a rout, unfortunately. The Bears haven't played terrible. I did like the way they played in Week 1. They wasn't that sharp in Week 2, but I got the Steelers going 3-0, 24-14 over the Chicago Bears. Who you got, Roger?
Listen, Seven, now you're being disrespectful, okay? And I'm going to tell you why you're being disrespectful. The Steelers is going to score more than that. You got to realize, that high-powered offense that they got there, who's their receivers again, Seven Mitchell?
I mean, we got A.B. We got Martavius Bryant. I mean,
exactly.
I just said, I just – Le'Veon Bell in the backfield. Y'all got these –
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers come out and blow Chicago out.
I mean, what do you call a blowout? What are you giving Pittsburgh? Give me some numbers as far as points then, Mr. Big Shot.
31-0 Pittsburgh. 37-0 Pittsburgh.
Are you on drugs? You think the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to shut a team out with that defense this season? Are you crazy?
They got two of the best receivers in the NFL right now.
I understand that, but you just said zero, that Chicago would
not
score.
Okay, you know what? All right, let me make this better. 37-7.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give Chicago one touchdown.
Unbelievable. Flash, talk to me. Who you got in this matchup between the Steelers and the Bears?
I got the Steelers. It's not even close. But I'm going to give the Bears more respect. I'm going to say 34-14.
Next up, we got the Detroit Lions. 2-0 for the first time since 2011. They're going to be locked in versus Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. Now, Matt Ryan has thrown for 22 touchdowns and no interceptions over his past 9 games, including the playoffs. He might feel a little pressure because their starting right tackle is out, but I just feel like with Julio Jones, Atlanta got a lot of weapons. It's going to be a good game, but I got Atlanta over Detroit, 35-21. Who you got, Raj?
I'm going Atlanta 35-21. I'm agree with you on this play, on this one.
Okay. What about you, Flash? What you got between the Lions and the Falcons?
I'm actually going with the upset. I'm going with the Lions to beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Now, remind you, know, the Lions are on a short week, and two of their defensive starters, Tavon Wilson and Jared Davis, they're not going to be playing, I don't think.
Still favor the Lions. I feel like they're on a good pace, and I feel like their defense is improving each week. And I feel like Matthew Stafford, I feel he's gonna like be a candidate for MVP. I feel he's gonna his play is gonna progress every year, every week. So I got the Lions with the upset. Not close. It's not like 24-21.
Now, the game is in Detroit, so you may got a good point. That home crowd might rally behind Matt Stafford and company, and if Matt Ryan start to turn the ball over, anything can happen. You see the collapse in the Super Bowl last year, it can happen.
Yeah.
Next up, we got another game. This is really not going to be a good one, in my opinion. We got the Indianapolis Colts, the winless Indianapolis Colts locking with the winless Cleveland Browns. I don't really need to even break this thing down. I'm still going with the Browns to get their first win of the season. 17-9 over the Indianapolis. Who you got, Ross, between the Browns and the Colts?
You know what? I'm going with the Colts to get their first win over Cleveland.
You going with the Colts to get – even without Andrew Luck?
Yes.
Now, the Colts play with more confidence offensively – Arizona in week number 2. I will give him that. Brissett has another week under his belt as starting quarterback. Brissett used to back up Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo back in New England. And receivers T.Y. Hilton and Dante Moncrief are really in position for bounce back games after having disappointing performances against the Cardinals. I just don't think Indianapolis can make any noise without Andrew Luck. They actually may go 0-16 this season. Like, I don't have no respect for Chuck Pagano, what they're doing right now. I don't see how they're going to avoid 0-3. I got Cleveland beating Indianapolis.
Let me ask you this, Seven. Who's Cleveland's quarterback?
Well, Deshaun Kizer has at least had a training camp in the preseason to learn the system. So, I mean, you're looking at a rookie quarterback, but I mean, he's okay. I mean, he has his little moments.
Exactly.
Oh, now you're being disrespectful. Up next, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Minnesota Vikings. Now, the way Sam Bradford's knee reacts to practice will determine whether he can power through and play on Sunday. That's really going to be my deciding factor in this game. If Sam Bradford does not play at home with the Vikings, I don't think they're going to stand a chance against Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going with the Bucs 24-19 over the Vikings. Who you got?
I'm going with the Bucs too.
Now, I'm not even going to
hold. Listen.
I'm not
going to hold. You got to think.
Because
right,
the Vikings
ahead,
backup quarterback, Case Keenum, the backup quarterback for the Vikings, if Sam Bradford doesn't play, Case Keenum is actually 2-0 against the Buccaneers over the past 2 seasons. So he has developed the recipe to beat this team if need be. So either way you look at it, this could be a decent game. And Minnesota has a good defense and they're at home. But I just think they're going to need all of their weapons and all the stars will need to be aligned.
Yeah, but you got to realize Tampa, Jameis Winston got some weapons. You know what I mean? He got DeSean Jackson. You know what I mean? He got some weapons. Let's really put it that way.
Who's disputing that? That's why I got them winning on the road.
Okay.
Flash, what you think about this Tampa Bay?
I actually got the Vikings winning because the Tampa Bay defensively, they got a lot of questionable and doubtful. They have a lot of injuries on the defensive side, so I got the Vikings winning.
All right. That's what it do. Next up, we got the Houston Texans versus Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Now, the Bill O'Brien-led Texans have never won at Gillette Stadium, and that's going to change on Sunday, in my opinion. Houston's defense beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. It's good enough to outscore Tom Brady at home. I got the Patriots beating the Texans 28-21. Who you got, Flash, with the Texans?
I think you kind of undershooting the Patriots. I don't see the Texans really score like that. I could see them. It's gonna be like 34-7. Tom Brady's gonna go on fire. Like, I feel he's gonna really expose the Texans in this game.
Does Tom Brady play defense?
No, you're right.
Okay, because I believe week one, didn't they give up like almost 40-something points to someone?
Yeah, to the Chiefs. You're right, to the Chiefs. You're right.
I was here last night.
Marge, who you got between the Patriots and the Texans, bro? Or can you mute your phone and talk?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I got the Patriots blowing out the Texans.
Blowing them out? You don't have no defense for J.J. Watt.
Listen, Tom, to correct me if I'm wrong, Flashy, I want your opinion on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tom Brady one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now?
He's one of the greatest of all time.
Thank you. And he's like a Peyton Manning. They say he don't got his receivers, but look what he's doing with it. Look at his receivers that he's got. You know what I mean?
With a better receiving core last year in the playoffs at home, Brady was 18 for 38, 287 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. He was subpar. You sit up there act like J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney are not official.
They are official, but you acting like Tom Brady is not elite.
Look, man, Mr. Tap Dance, Mr. Gregory Hines, if you put that pressure on Brady, what is he going to do with the – who is he going to throw it to?
Ron Gronkowski.
Okay. Whatever. Next up, we got another AFC East matchup. We got the Miami Dolphins versus the New York Jets. Now, Miami has won 4 of its past 5 meetings against the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Miami's offense and quarterback Jay Cutler shows flashes week 2, but could not find a way to get a breakout game. The Jets allow more points than anyone in the NFL through these 2 games. They just can't do anything offensively or defensively. I got the Dolphins by default 28-10 over the New York Jets. Who you got, Raj?
Man, I'm going with the Dolphins to beat the Jets.
Dolphins over the Jets. What about you, Flash?
This hurt me to say this because, I like the Jets, but this is going to be a blowout. Let's move on.
All right, well, this might hurt a little bit more because we got to get into Raj, Philadelphia Eagles, and the New York Football Giants.
Let's get to it.
All right, now, you need to look really hard with a blue tinted glasses to find a victory for the Giants in this one after they showed the first 2 games. And this is the Eagles' home opener. So this is just not a good matchup either way you look at it for the Giants. Now, desperate teams are dangerous teams, and the 0-2 Giants fit the description. But the Eagles' strength, their defensive line, I think it's going to dominate that offensive line of New York and Eli Manning. They don't have a running game to neutralize Philadelphia. I do have the Eagles beating the Giants 24-17, even if OBJ plays the whole game.
Hey, Seven. I got Seven. I usually agree with you, but you being real, real disrespectful towards my birds, man.
I just said Philly was going to win. How am I being disrespectful?
Listen, we putting up it's our home opener. Alshon Jeffrey debuts in Philly. Okay, we putting up more than that.
The day that they signed Alshon Jeffries in the offseason, this guy has called my phone promoting and hyping up Alshon for the longest time. He better show up Sunday, bro.
Trust me. Let me ask you this, right, Seven? Who's your Giants secondary?
Wait a minute. Do not be disrespectful to the Giants defense, because the Giants secondary is actually elite. They just hurt.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, what, an elite and getting cooked? Do you not understand this? Just like, listen. I'm gonna put this out to you real quick, okay? About my Dirty Birds as receivers, Torrey Smith, Alshon Jeffries, okay? The commentator was saying last week when they're covered, they're still wide open. Nobody, you think about it like this: who can shut Alshon down? And from the Giants.
Why do you make Jeffries like he's a number one receiver? He's not that great.
Who can shut Torrey Smith down?
Torrey Smith has been nothing since he left Baltimore. Let's be clear.
Okay.
He has speed, but he's not. Come on, man. Carson Wentz, look, check this out. The only thing that really impresses me about the Philadelphia Eagles in all actuality is that front seven of their defense. I think their pass rush. What?
Come on, Seven. We got in our division right now, okay? We got the best two receivers in the game right now in our division.
How do you figure that?
Okay, hold on. What two receiver tandem is better than Alshon Jeffries and Torrey Smith?
First of all, Dez Bryant and either Terrence Williams or Beasley is better than your guys.
What?
Washington has DJ and who else? On paper, New York got better receivers than y'all. Brandon Marshall and Shepard and OBJ is way better than your wide receivers. Way better.
So wait a minute. So you saying right now, right? Brandon Marshall is better than Alshon Jeffries?
No, I'm saying OBJ is light years above Alshon Jeffries.
Okay. Now, just remember this, right? When we had this recap show, and my bird, and Alshon does the dirty bird in Philly, you know what I mean? And Torrey does the dirty bird a couple times. I don't want to hear nothing. You know, I just want an apology.
This is going to be a defensive game. What about you, Flash? Who you got between the Eagles and the Giants?
I got the Eagles, but it's going to be closer than Raj actually thinks, because I feel that, like, Eli's going to try to prove a point because his coach called him out. I feel like defensively the Giants are going to step up, but I would say this match will be like 17-14, the Eagles, like a field goal.
If the Giants fall to 0-3, I got two questions for you, Flash, by you being in New York. Number one, is there still a chance that they can make the playoffs? And number two, do you think Bill McAdoo or Ben McAdoo should be fired middle of the season?
Ben McAdoo, I feel he should be fired, and I feel like they could make the playoffs if they fall to 0-3, but they will have to cut the turnovers down. They will have to like defensively be on point, and offensively the problem really isn't really Eli, it's the offensive line. Yeah, they're not blocking for him. Right. So it's like it's a real problem. So it's like I feel like Ben McAdoo, I don't feel he's a head coach material. I feel he's more of a coordinator.
Okay. I respect that.
He's more of a coordinator. I agree.
I agree. All right, this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7L Radio. We're talking NFL action, week three predictions. Next up, we got the Tennessee Titans versus the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Seahawks believe some of the issues that they had back in week two, right passes and some uncharacteristic inaccuracies by Russell Wilson, are easily correctable. I always felt like Russell Wilson was a little bit overrated, but this defense is still in this defense to me still is elite. Mariota turned the ball over too many times. This will be a pretty close game because it's going to be in Tennessee, but I think Mariota going to turn this ball over a little bit too much. I got the Seahawks over the Titans 17-13. Raj, where you at?
Well, I agree with you on that, but you got to stop disrespecting Wilson, man.
Yeah, I agree with Roger about that. Wilson is not overrated.
No, Russell Wilson is very, very overrated. Let me ask you guys. He's
better than Joe Flacco.
Woo. I agree with that.
Joe Flacco can make all the throws, a Super Bowl MVP, and will never throw an interception on a 1 yard line.
Joe Flacco is the Eli Manning of the AFC.
No way.
Thank you,
now, I'll take that because, see, Eli Manning is a future Hall of Famer, a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Let's talk about
He's without those Super Bowl rings, he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, this is what you play for, baby. You play for the ring. That's what we play for. Let's be respectful. Wow. So where are you putting Flash? Where are you putting Russell Wilson as far as black quarterbacks? Let's just go black quarterbacks.
Where black quarterbacks.
Quarterback.
I think he's good. Like I don't want to like discredit him. It's just that I feel he's good for his size. Like he's not really turnover prone. He's accurate. He moves out the pocket. He's very good. I feel he's good. Like, I feel he's good. Like when he all said and done, I feel he'd be one of the best African American quarterbacks. He's good. You discredit him. He's very good. He's very good. At some point he was holding the defense down and scoring. It's just that so a lot of things happened.
He never was holding that Seattle defense down. What are you talking about? What games?
This is what I'm saying. It was times where I didn't say all the time. The defense, of course, is the A side of that team. But he didn't slow them down though. He's good. I feel he fits perfectly for that team, quarterback wise, perfectly.
Okay. All right.
Perfectly. But I don't have him in. I don't have the Seahawks in this game. But it's gonna be a close game though.
Next up, we got the Cincinnati Bengals versus Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Now, the Bengals have yet to score a damn touchdown this year. The Packers didn't allow one in their home opener against the Seahawks. Yes, the Packers are banged up on defense and couldn't slow down the Falcons last week. But I just don't have no faith in the Bengals. I got Aaron Rodgers going off at home. I got the Packers winning 28-7 over the Bengals. What about you, Rod?
I'm going with you because Cincinnati – after what I just read, you know, about how their players want, you know, their quarterback bench, that's something they got to work on. Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and destroy them.
I got a fun fact for you, Flash. The Cincinnati Cincinnati Bengals is the only team in the NFL that Aaron Rodgers has never won against.
Well, he'll do it this Sunday. Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks I ever seen. That's my guy. That's my favorite quarterback. Aaron Rodgers. Like that's my guy right there. He's a bad man. That's a bad man right there. He's going to destroy the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm gonna be close.
2 minutes left in the Super Bowl, down by 6 points. Who do you want on your team? Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, Flash?
I want Aaron Rodgers.
No way. No way.
I want Aaron Rodgers. I just told you. I want Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what you're saying. I want Aaron Rodgers. Like I like Tom Brady, but Aaron Rodgers could do way more. He's more dangerous than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And you think about this. Yes, I'll agree. And I'm going to tell you why, though, too. Okay? Look who Aaron Rodgers was. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he a backup for Favre before?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
Let me ask you this, okay? Was Brett Favre a great quarterback or not?
Absolutely. One of the greatest ever.
Okay. And he passed everything that he knows down to AR, which AR, to me, I'll agree with Flashy. I'd rather take AR over Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Brett Favre passed nothing down to Aaron Rodgers. He tried to manipulate this man's career by keeping retiring and not retiring. He had no love
That's
for
true.
Aaron Rodgers.
That
so
he didn't have
love
for Aaron Rodgers yet.
You're right. But you know what I mean? Hey, I take AR you know, over Tom Brady.
Yeah, that dude is different right there, Mike.
That's a bad man. Next up, you got the L.A. Chargers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs know how to beat the game, Rob. Plain and simple. And I don't think nothing is going to change. Even on the road, I got the Chiefs over the Chargers, 27-21. This should be a back-and-forth game, though. I'm not going to lie. Who you got?
It's going to be a good game. I got the Chiefs.
Got the Chiefs over the Chargers?
Yeah, Tyron Hill is doing his thing. The rookie running back, that dude surprised me, especially what he did against the last 2 weeks. He's good. He's a keeper. And, you know, Alex Smith doesn't really throw the turnover all over. He's one of the most efficient quarterbacks ever. I feel like the Chiefs have a little groove right now. I feel like they're the best team right now, like the hottest team right now. So I feel like they're going to continue doing their thing. But because it's a division matchup, it's going to be closer than people think.
Now, the Chiefs have won 11 straight in the division and 6 in a row against the Chargers. When I look at it, the Chiefs in those games usually have defended Phillip Rivers pretty well. He has 5 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, plenty of passer rating, 74%. They don't have Eric Gray, who's out. But, yeah, I still got the Chiefs over the Chargers, man, even on the road.
Yeah, Chiefs been doing good. I like what they're doing.
Word. You got the
I got the Chiefs.
All right. Marshawn Lynch and the Oakland Raiders are visiting the Washington Redskins. Now, the Redskins will move the ball on Oakland's defense, in my opinion, which is 21st in the NFL. But the Redskins are coming off of a strong performance with over 200 yards versus the Rams. I just don't think that they can do nothing with that offense that the Raiders got. They are explosive. I'm going with the Raiders, 28-14.
I think it's gonna be the best game of the week. I feel like you kind of discrediting Washington. I feel it's gonna be a very close game, but I do have the Raiders though. All
right, what you got?
Oh, I got the, you know, I'm good with the Chiefs. You know what I mean, over the Chargers. I'm gonna tell you that offense that they got that they proved to me last week. Man, that offense right there is one of the best right now.
All right, next up, last but not least, NFL Week 3 predictions. We got the America's team, Dallas Cowboys versus the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals have won their past 4 games against the Cowboys, including their past 3 at home. This will be in Arizona. Dak Prescott has not lost back-to-back regular season games in his career. But the young quarterback on the road in the past 3 games not really been well. 4 out of his 6 career interceptions have come to losses at New York and at Denver. Ezekiel Elliott, I think he needs to play way better. We need to see more from Dez Bryant. This is going to be a pretty high-scoring game, but I do think the Cowboys will beat this one 34-30 over Arizona. What about you, Raj?
Listen, I'm making sure ain't no Cowboys fans around me, but I got the Cowboys winning, man. No.
Decisively? Will it be a blowout?
No, it ain't going to be a blowout. The Cowboys are winning, though.
I don't see what the Cardinals can do. They don't have David Johnson.
Nah.
He's out.
I actually got the Cardinals beating the Cowboys.
Are you kidding me?
I already do. The reason why my pick for it is that I feel like the Cowboys are not going to – I feel like they're slowly – people don't see it yet, but they're the coach is losing the locker room a little bit. And I feel like that what Jerry Jones did where he undermined the coach, that's more bigger than people actually making it to be. That's my opinion. I feel like they're a little dysfunctional right now. I could be wrong, but I'm going the Cardinals to win this game.
Arizona's offense have struggled to get off to a fast start this year. I mean, they're gaining just 95 yards and scoring 10 points in their first quarters of the season. I don't know. I don't know how the Cardinals in any way, shape, form, or fashion can beat Dallas unless.
But the Cowboys do have injuries that like Orlando Scandrick, he's questionable. Terrence Williams is questionable. There's a lot of Peter is questionable. So it's like that is a lot of questionable on either side. It's gonna be so it's kind of even to me. Like it's a toss up for who could win this game. It's a toss up.
Right. Now, last season, Dak Prescott followed up his worst showing at New York with one of his best, completing 88.9% of his passes in a victory against Tampa Bay. So it's going to be interesting to see how Dak bounces back this week. It's going to be a good one.
Definitely.
That's it, man. That's the picks for the NFL Week 3. Going down tomorrow, starting with the Ravens and Jaguars. Kickoff is at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. It's going down in London, the UK game. So this should be a pretty good one as well. Week 3 should be a blast. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Again, make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel at T7M Radio. We also got the Facebook debate group, Best of Seven Sports Talk. Make sure y'all join us. We'd love to have y'all up there and chopping it up. Big up to my guy Flash out in Brooklyn. Big up to the voice of Philly, Raj. We're going to go ahead and hold it down. We'll be back Monday to recap everything that went down in Week 3 of the NFL. This is Seven Mitchell, T7M Radio. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. We out of here, man. Y'all be good. Peace.